Abel Hampton and Joe Nessel for an issue of Feminary, which emphasizes the lesbian vision of Southern women. Okay, Mabel just wants to introduce herself a little bit.
I'm Mabel Hampton, and say where you were born at.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
I was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I left there when I was 7 years old.
How old are you now?
And now I'm 77. I went to school for a while there, was vaccinated, and met quite a few of my little friends. And my teacher was very nice. And
do you remember when you left Winston-Salem, you said on the other tape, when you were around 8 years old, right?
Yes.
And then you came
I was between
north.
7 and 8 when I left. It was in the summertime when I left Winston-Salem. I was born the 2nd of May, 1902. And I went to school in Winston-Salem. I went to the Baptist and the Presbyterian Church, and it was very nice. And I lived with my grandma. My mother died when I was a month old. And I lived with my mother and my grandmother and my mother's younger sister. And we were very nice.
Do you remember the day you left Winston-Salem? Do you remember
yes,
that day?
Yes, I remember.
That day.
I remember that day well. It was in the summertime, and my aunt came up from New York. She lived in New York, and she came up and buried her mother, and got me and took me back. And
what did it feel like? Did you go back by train?
We went by train, and I had a sandwich of liver between two pieces of bread. And I knew and felt within me then that things was going to be different. I had some relatives in Winston-Salem. Shall I tell about them? Tell the name. Doesn't make any difference. Debbie Van Horn, and she was married to a doctor. And she was and her father was my grandmother's brother. I don't know their names too well, but I remember Debbie because she had a pretty name, and she was very nice to me. She lived a couple of doors from us. So when I went away, I never saw or heard from her from that day till this.
What do you remember about the train ride, ma'am? Do you remember
the train?
Out the window?
I don't know. I don't know too much about the train ride because I had after eating the sandwich, I had nothing but that sandwich. I didn't like it. I cried all the way to New York. My aunt tried to pacified me, but didn't do no good. Seems if my heart was broke. I didn't want to leave there because all my little friends and everybody was there. I had such a nice time there. I would miss the ministers coming there, eating on Sunday mornings and eating chicken. Mother had grandma had chickens and things like that, hogs, and I'd miss that. So
you knew that when you got to New York, things were
I knew that when I got, I didn't know exactly what was going to happen, what I foreseen when I hit New York. So when we got to New York, we left there in the morning. We got to New York, it was about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And then it seems like we took another train, and we got off and come up out of from under the ground. And I was fascinated because I seen buildings, buildings, buildings. You want me to tell where it was at?
You can do whatever you want, yeah,
huh?
If you want to.
And all of a sudden we walk, and finally we crossed an avenue, and then we went up a street, and that was the street where I was to live for a couple of more years. It was 52 West 8th Street. There we went in the hall, something like a hall, and there was doors on both sides of this place. I didn't know what it was. And then we venture out into something like a yard, and the ground itself had red stones, all beautiful. Then they were all clean and everything, and I looked around, and all I could see was people's clothes hanging on lines, and what do you call them things over there? What do you call them? Wash line, but that wasn't it. What's the things we have? Fire escapes.
Fire escapes, right.
Plenty of fire escapes.
You know the difference in the
sound. Oh, and how? I didn't see no green grass or nothing. And then I was hurt, but was nothing to say, because my uncle had met us before at the train, and he was different, because I hadn't been used to seeing men around the place. And he came, and after we got in, he fixed something to eat. But it seems like when I walked in, we went down three steps and opened a door. And I'd never been, I've always been out in the open, the yard with flowers, red flowers, chickens, to turkeys, everything. The yard was full of everything. And here I was now to have none of it. I come as crying, so.
Oh, so you really missed him?
He said in an angry voice, "Stop your crying. You don't need to cry now. You're here." So I stopped crying.
Let's skip to when you got older here and you started living your life as a lesbian woman. Did you meet many other lesbians who were from the South, black lesbian women?
I'm not from my hometown. I never met. I don't think I met three lesbians from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Even up to now. See, it was always other company, other people, see. And when I left my aunt 2 years later, I ventured into another world altogether.
And where what parts of the South were the lesbians from that you met mostly?
Where I met them?
No, what parts of the South were they from? The ones that you met?
Well, the ones that I met was from Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, North Carolina,
Did you meet any who were from the South?
No, not from where I was, no.
Not from where you were, but other, you met Lillian.
My girlfriend was from Norfolk, Virginia, and then I began to meet all other people from Norfolk, cousins, and different people, her friends she went to school with, host of friends, and that was another world altogether to me. But I loved it because I liked the girl, and we was friends. I met her in 1932. I lived in New York then, and we stayed together until.
You used to say, though, you know, there are a lot of lesbians in New York who are from the South.
Oh, there's plenty of lesbians, but I was quiet. I didn't meet too many people, and at that time I liked girls, I always did, but I didn't know where their mothers were. See, we all was the same age practically, and so the people that I met mostly didn't talk about, all we talked about was having fun. Mm-hmm. We didn't have nothing to do with where Mama was from.
Right. See? Oh, I see. So the women you met were mostly born in the North? But Lillian was born in North.
Lillian was, and all
did
her
she
people.
Feel about the South? Do you remember?
Oh, she loved the South. Great God. She didn't like Norfolk. she did not like Norfolk. No, she could say because they were all they were all, you know. Wait a minute. They do things and then they lie about it. See, they didn't like. They wouldn't let you catch them. But everybody else was doing everything else, having girls, fighting, and you know, having a good time. They call it good time. See.
Did you ever feel? And I know. Well, did you ever feel as a black lesbian woman? What were your feelings about the South and the North? Did you ever want to go back to?
No, I never did want to go back there. I have no reason to go back there. And I guess if anything happened to me now, and I had to get people, I'd have so many people. Because my father has 6 brothers. That's right. My father was from Lynchburg, Virginia. I don't speak of him. And because I was born out of wedlock. I don't speak about him. So, but he comes in on the very, when I'm 18, he comes in.
Right, you remember, that's another story.
That's another story, you see. I've got so many little different tales.
I know, well, that's why, this is an ongoing process that we have here. Mabel's making tapes and tapes and tapes for all her stories. Lillian felt differently about the South.
Yeah, she liked Norfolk, Virginia, quite well, until she got all her people from there here. Not all of them, but her sisters and different ones like that. So the reason she didn't like them, she said they do the things, but they wouldn't live up to them. See? Most all of them did the same thing. They had big parties, and they were going with this girl and the other girl, and, you know, see? Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't... They're just like, to me, the way I looked at it, the people from the South act just like, you are a married woman, and you don't want your husband to know you're doing something, see? And you got a front face over here, and a back face over there, see? That's the way they all live. They live the lie, and that's why I don't want to live one, and that's why I never married. And then, of course, then that other part, the story about my uncle, I wouldn't live with any of them. I hate them all.
You mean men?
Men.
Yes.
That's, I wouldn't.
When you went into show business, did you meet a lot of lesbians
from
the
South? Oh, yes. I don't know whether they're from South or from New York. I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. But most Jenny Edmonds from Philadelphia, from the deep South, Georgia, Kansas, Missouri, and all like that, see? But I never had much to do with them, see? But mostly every one of them, and in the end, they'd come up just like me and wouldn't say where they were from or anything.
Why do you think they wouldn't say that, where they were from?
Well, they didn't want people to know it, that's all. I don't know why most of them would not say that they was from the South. See, they liked the North because they could do anything they wanted and have a nice time, you know, and meet other people.
It was better, it was easier to be a black lesbian woman in the North when you were in the 30s and the 40s than it was in the South?
Yes, it is. Even now, it's better now than it was back there. See, I wouldn't get a hoot about back there now. And yet I can sit here and see our backyard, the flowers and everything. But still, I wouldn't go back there to it. Lillian tried her best to get me to go to Winston-Salem. I says, no, I don't want to. She said, you wouldn't even go to my home. I says, no, not your home. Because I said, with my nasty temper, they'd lynch me in 5 minutes. I says, because you see, if they see me walking down the street holding hands with some woman, they won't put me in jail. Now I can hold hands all over New York, all over the Bronx and everywhere else. And nobody says nothing to me. They just think I'm crazy.
And that's the difference, huh?
Yeah, that's it. It's so.
No,
sure, that's how you get away with murder. People think you're crazy. See? And now with the lesbians coming forward, why everybody's beginning to sit up and take notice. See? What could I say?
It must be.
I'm going to say.
What do you, the women who are like putting together Feminary, who are Southern lesbian women, who are taking the risk?
They just started. They're not as old as I am.
No, they're not as old. What do you think about their courage in doing what they're doing? Because they are in the South.
Oh, yes. I'll admit that they have courage. I admit I don't have any.
Well, so you have a lot of courage.
No, I don't know where it's at, because I'd be right up there with them. And furthermore, a white lesbian can get away with more murder than a colored one can.
Talk about that.
Nobody pay us any attention. We ain't got no back. We don't stick together. See, there's something in it, I don't know what it is, but they won't stick together. Like all my friends, I know they're all from Norfolk, Virginia and them places, but they don't want you to say a word about it. They all done got so hush hush till I've stopped. I've got hush hush too. You see, that ain't right. If whatever you are, stand up for your rights. But they ain't gonna do it. I know they ain't. I know them because I talk to them every day.
What do you feel about the struggle for lesbian rights?
I think that it's a grand thing, and they should continue until they get somewhere. At least where
we should, right?
The lesbians should fight every darn one of them until they get a footing, and because they're not disgracing nobody, they're not disgracing themselves. They live a nice normal life. They ain't bothering anyone. So why would anybody not want them to advance and be comfortable in whatever they do? Whatever they do is their business.
It's our business.
See? Wow, all of them's together.
Have you ever regretted being a lesbian?
No, why should I?
I want you to make a statement after 7 years.
Yeah. I'm still one, so why would I regret it? If I regret it, I would have stopped 100 years ago. Now you make me mad.
Because I raise that as an issue.
All right.
Well, that's why, because I want you to see.
I don't bother nobody. I don't try to put myself on nobody.
No, you know what we're all about here is making the world a better place for lesbians.
Well, it's a better place for everybody. This don't bother me if I'm sitting here read. Don't you bother me. You go over there and read. If you don't want to read, then go over there and read. Why bother me? I'm not going to bother you. Now, what I can't understand, why these share people holler about, I don't want them to teach my child. Who's teaching your child anything? Ain't nobody teaching them brats nothing. See, because for the simple reason, if a child going to school, he or she may not come in contact with a lesbian, but he'll pick up something that'll start him to thinking. He'll go and ask one of his buddies. His buddies don't know, but go and ask another buddy. And that buddy will know. So you're not telling the children anything.
And
you ain't teaching them. Right. They're teaching you how to be yourself. The children are teaching you how to be yourself. They don't care if you're a lesbian or lobby or anything. As long as you treat them all right, they don't care. So why they want to holler about, you're teaching my children this? I want to know, those that's hollering, that you are teaching my children, you're a lesbian teaching my children. If you're teaching your children so much, why haven't you kept them home and taught them yourself? And still, you can't teach it, because you know what it is. You can sit down at a table, Joan, and think. And damn it, if a child don't pick up what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Now who's teaching who? The child turn around and teach you. Because some of them turn around and say, oh, shut up, Ma.
Yeah. I think you're right. We were talking about what writers you liked and
what
writer you liked.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And she's a Southern writer.
Well, that's okay. I'm glad she's there writing about them.
Talk about why was that book so important to you, loving her?
Well, because that woman speaks the truth. I don't care. Her, there's three or four more, and they tells it like it is. Of course, you got to bring in a little sex and all that stuff in some, but when you love somebody, there's three things there. You either love them because they are the one that they love you, and the second because you have your, it's a strange thing when you come out loving a woman. Why shouldn't you love a woman? Because after all, you both are women, and you both know the feeling of everything. You understand each other. Even twins, you look at them and they love each other. They do whatever the other one do what the other ones do. And then you go away someplace and you meet up with a girl and you want to stay with her and be with her. And you do everything you can to please her. And she should do the same with you. And it takes two people, always.
But two people can be pretty different. Like two. You and Lillian were pretty different, even though you were both women, right? You were
yeah,
very different personalities.
But there were different personalities, but still we were women. See? And we wouldn't have no quarrel. It takes two people whenever you want a quarrel to make a quarrel. You have got to sit down and overlook so many things wherein a woman is concerned, because a woman, it gets fly off the handle very fast. And somebody's got to be calm.
Mabel, did you ever regret not staying in Winston-Salem if your life had been different?
No, I would not have stayed there. I don't think I would have stayed there. Because now, when I went to school there, I don't think I would have had to stay there too long, because things would begin to shape up. There was a woman who, the white woman, and she liked me very much. I was a little girl and she liked me. She'd take and give me food and play the piano for me. And when I left, she shifted that to a colored boy, see. And she taught him violin, sent him to Europe. I heard about that years later. And he came back, he died. See, but she just liked colored people, whoever she was, I don't know. I can't remember her name or nothing. But she just liked colored people, and I think I would have stayed with her and liked her. And there's a lot of colored people that wanted me to stay with them, but my aunt refused to let me stay.
Oh, so you could have, so if she had allowed, if she had said yes, you would have stayed.
I'd have been right there, wouldn't have paid her no attention, because I didn't like her.
So you really, if you'd had the choice, you would have
stayed. If I'd have had the choice then, I would have stayed there. But as I come away from there, I wanted no more parts of it. Not that I heard so many the things said about it. I didn't pay that no attention, but I simply, from people that I met that was up here, and they would say that different things would happen to them, and they got out of the South and this, that, and the other. I wouldn't want no parts of it.
Are you talking about segregation?
Like yes, that's about what it is. Yeah, that was segregation. But I knew nothing about it because I went to a white school, and there wasn't too many colored in that school, and I was vaccinated and everything by a white doctor.
It's funny, but you say, but in your memory it lives. In your memory you can remember that backyard.
Oh, yeah, that backyard. Oh, boy, I can see right now, I can see that backyard. My backyard and front yard. It had red roses, white roses, roses that went upside the house, and the next house, and we had chickens, and I liked it because I got locked in the hen house for stealing eggs.
You like that?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. And Mama whipped me, oh, Grandma whipped me so bad. And then, this eve, but I was getting along nice, so they dressed me nice. My aunt from New York sent me clothes, and she didn't send me no half-rag clothes. She sent me good clothes. I had little white dresses, little pink dresses, little blue dresses, shoes.
You really felt close to the, sort of the earth when you were there. I mean, you could, like, you remember the plants and the animals.
What do you mean, plants?
I mean, you remember the flowers. And
oh,
the
sure, I always remember those flowers, certainly. Mm-hmm. Flowers. We had fruit in the backyard. We had the chickens. Time come for hog killing time. We had a couple of pigs in the pig pen. I used to go out there with them and feed them. And Grandma used to tell me, "Don't get in there. Don't you get dirty." See. And then with Grandma, the minister came and he. He brought some more boys with him, and they were studying to be ministers. And I learned the Lord's Prayer from those boys. And when they left, they stayed there about a month. When they left, I recited the same thing.
Mabel, what do you think would have happened to you if you became a lesbian woman as you are?
What do you mean?
Well, do you think it would have been different? I mean, you were 8 years old then, right? And you mm-hmm. didn't know you were a lesbian then.
No, I
what
didn't
do
know,
you
but
think
I knew I liked girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I had a birthday. I had a birthday party, and I took all the girls away and left the boys and carried them out in the woods.
You told me that, I remember. What'd you do in the woods?
We do nothing. We pick flowers and sit down and talk.
But do you think your life would have been different as a lesbian woman if you'd stayed in Winston-Salem?
I don't know whether I would have been a lesbian or not. I'll tell you why. Things changed so that I wouldn't have come in contact. I didn't see too many boys when I was young. No. There was one boy lived next door, one boy lived across the street. But I don't think, I won't say that I would have not become a lesbian. I don't know. That's not my power to say. I don't know. But I'm glad I did become one, see, because at least I'm satisfied with my life. I have nothing to regret, not a thing. All these people run around hollering about, "Oh, I'm not this, I'm not that." It doesn't bother me. See, if I had it to do over again, I'd do the same thing. I'd be a lesbian. Oh boy, I really would be one then.
You really are one then.
Yeah, I really would be one. Oh boy.